Commercial imports of ivory have been banned by federal and international law for decades, but activists are pressing West Coast states to pass their own laws to deter the poaching of elephants and rhinos. Correspondent Tom Bonsi looked into how the American West and endangered African wildlife intersect.
Here's the scene. An air cargo warehouse near SeaTac International Airport earlier this month. A quartet of special agents and wildlife inspectors from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service arrive. No guns in hand, rather handbooks on African wildlife and power screwdrivers. The federal agents want to look inside several wooden crates.
He's got a lot of stuff in it.
The manifests say the crates contain trophies from big game hunts in southern Africa.
So this is ivory.
In this case, it's okay, though, says Supervisory Inspector John Goldman, because the tusk belongs to a warthog skull. That's not a protected species.
This would be difficult to confuse with elephant ivory.
That's Special Agent in Charge Eric Merrick. He says contraband does pass through the Northwest. Last year, the service busted an antique dealer who attempted to smuggle rhino horns from the U.S. to suburban Vancouver, Canada, through an address in Point Roberts, Washington. Goldman recalls one seizure of ivory jewelry in Portland in the last 3 years. The Seattle-Tacoma seaport and airport and Washington and Idaho's northern border combined average about 3 to 4 interceptions per year. That's of elephant ivory jewelry or carvings or an improperly imported sport-hunted elephant trophy.
Yeah, it's not very often that we're finding it, yeah.
But Goldman says there's ample reason to believe this is a legitimate problem.
We're arguably the fourth largest seaport. Okay, it's a growing airport, it's a growing region, it's a tremendous affluence here, and all of these things are all point to the potential for greater illegal imports of wildlife and exports.
So it's an issue with federal laws to address it and inspectors who don't find elephant or rhino products very often. Why then do groups such as the Humane Society of the U.S., Wildlife Conservation Society, NRDC, and others want new state laws against it? The Humane Society's Jennifer Hillman says it's about sending a message.
Having that much deeper level of enforcement at the state level is going to help overall with the trafficking that's happening intrastate.
And that's exactly what California is set to do now that Governor Jerry Brown has signed a new law banning the sale of ivory or rhino horns in his state. The Oregon and Washington legislatures considered similar measures during their sessions earlier this year, but those didn't pass. So now wildlife advocates are going straight to the voters, this November in Washington and probably next November in Oregon. None of the proposed state laws include additional money for enforcement, though. Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers owner Paul Allen bankrolled the successful initiative petition drive in Washington. Initiative 1401 would criminalize under state law trafficking in 10 species of endangered wildlife.
The truth is that poaching in Africa cannot be stopped by a Washington state initiative. The controlling laws would be the laws of the countries themselves.
Stuart Halzen is an antique collector and lobbyist from Centralia, Washington. He looks directly into the camera in a video voter's guide statement and declares the state ballot measure would make innocent people into criminals.
Demonizing people who own legal ivory antiques from before its importation was made illegal is not an effective or even rational strategy to combat poaching in Africa. It wouldn't work, and it would make legal antiques worthless.
At present, you can legally sell vintage African elephant ivory if you can document that it arrived in this country before 1990. Wildlife advocates make no bones about seeking a broad ban on ivory sales, no matter its provenance. They argue the legal ivory trade provides cover for sales of illegal trinkets and carvings. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.